This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the precious, mighty name of Jesus Christ, our King, we come before you today, Father, in Jesus' name, worshiping you and praising you and thanking you that you're the mighty God, the King of kings, the Judge of the universe, but you're our Father, our Daddy. And to think that with our sins confessed, we can come run up into the throne room of grace and jump into your lap and praise you and bring our petitions to you, and you will hear them and answer them every time. We are so grateful, Father, for this awesome privilege that to have you, the Judge of the universe, the King of the universe, to be our dad. How thankful we are. And as the word goes out today, bless it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now, we're still in Proverbs chapter 14, but we're in verse 23 today. It says, in all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips lendeth only to penury. Now then, just put this in simple words. Work brings profit, but talk brings poverty. In other words, if you're willing to go out and work and do something, you can profit and pay your rent and pay for your car payment and your utilities. Now, I get tickled at people, that even people that are Christians, they'll sit there in their apartment day after day, instead of going out looking for a job, they wonder, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, stop wondering. Go out and look for you a job. There's all kinds of work out there you can do. If you're a Christian, the Word of God says you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Nothing shall be impossible with you, because Colossians 1:27 says, this is a mystery that was hidden before the foundation of the world, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if Christ is in you, the Holy Spirit's in you, then you have no limitations. In fact, in the Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, it said, all the secrets of the universe and all the knowledge of the universe are hidden in Christ. Well, if he's in you, then all those mysteries are in you. All you got to do is ask in faith, and the Lord Jesus Christ will give you knowledge and wisdom how to do anything. And if you'll go through life with that attitude, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, asking God daily for wisdom and knowledge. There will not be anything in life you cannot do. But if you start out in life saying, oh, I can't do this, I'm so beat up on by the devil, I don't know what I'm going to do today, you're in big trouble. You need to stop talking that trash and start talking the Word of God. You need to repent before the King and tell him you're sorry for those silly things you're saying and start quoting the Word. Because if you'll quote the Word, you'll see the Lord do great and mighty things for you. Now, verse 24, it says, the crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. In other words, wise men are praised for their wisdom, but fools are despised for their folly. That's really, really awesome that wise men are praised for their wisdom. Well, where does wise men get their wisdom? Wise men get their wisdom from God. You ask the Father in the name of Jesus, and he will give you that wisdom. Now, verse 25 says, a true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. Now then, in verse 25, a witness who tells the truth saves good men from being sentenced to death, but a false witness is a traitor. What this is talking about here, a witness for Christ will tell people the truth about Jesus, that Jesus is the way, the life, and the truth, and there's no other way to the Father in heaven except by Jesus Christ. Now, then, if you tell them that, and they accept that, that you will see these men that have been sentenced to death, they will get to go to heaven, and that sentence to death will not be there. In other words, a witness who tells the truth saves good men from being sentenced to death, but a false witness is a traitor. In other words, if you're telling people that there is no God, and they're believing that, and then those people, if they believe you, those people will be condemned to hell, and their blood will be on your hands. So if there's anything we as Christians need to do every day, we need to be walking holy and in obedience to God's Word, walking in a demonstration of the Spirit's power. We need to be praying for people, seeing people saved, healed and delivered. And we need to be laying hands on the sick and praying for them and seeing our God do great and mighty and awesome things so people will know we're serving the living God. Now, in verse 26, he says here, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge." In other words, reverence for God gives a man deep strength. His children have a place of refuge and security. I think about what my son has told me many times. He says, "Dad, as we were raised up, I thought everybody in the world got to go on vacations every summer and go places and do things. And," he said, "I just didn't realize how few people got to do what we did." I said, "Son, the reason we got to do all those wonderful things is because your daddy walked with God, believed him, read his word, and raised y'all, you and your sister and your mama. I brought all of y'all together up in the Lord. I walked holy before God and done what he said. And because I walked in fear before God, I trembled. And think about the presence of the mighty God being in me and that I was going to be held accountable for my family. So I made sure I never sinned against God. I mean, I made sure I walked holy before him. Yes, before I come to Christ, I was a wicked sinner like everybody else. But when I came to Christ, for several years after that, I didn't realize what I was supposed to do. But when I began to get a hold of what I was supposed to do and how holy I was supposed to walk before God, I started walking holy before him. And praise the Lord, by the time my children come along, I knew how holy I was required of God to walk before him, and I did that. I walked holy before the Lord. I never done anything wrong to my wife or my children. I never run around on my wife, never dreamed of such a crazy thing. My wife and I had 41 and a half years together before she went home to be with Jesus. But I raised those kids up, and they felt secure in our home. They was always wonderfully blessed, and they knew it. And now then, my son, he's all I have left besides my grandchildren. But I'm telling you, he knows how wonderful it was to be raised up in a good Christian home. And I am so grateful to the Lord for allowing me to do that for my children. Now, this next verse, in verse 27, it says, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." To think about this. Reverence for the Lord is a fountain of life, or a fountain of youth. Its waters keep a man from death. Now then, if you get a hold of God's word and you walk holy before God, you will be allowed to live out your full days. But if you do not, you will die prematurely, because sin brings forth death. So a man that will walk holy before God, God will allow that man to walk well and fulfill his days. Now then, whatever you do, don't sin, especially fathers and mothers, because this has a tremendous impact on your children. And the sins of the fathers are passed over to the children, to the third and fourth generation. I might tell you a quick little story right here about this and how this works. Not long ago, in fact, back in last October, we had a woman that goes to our church that her cousin had a little girl, and this little child was brought into the world out of wedlock. This girl had been living with a man, and she got pregnant, and she brought a little girl into the world. Now, this little girl came into the world under a curse. Well, the devil come into the womb of this woman and went into this baby, and whenever this baby was born, she was only a few days old, and she was not able to come home from the hospital, and her liver began to fail. And they said this child would die. Well, this woman that goes to my church had listened to me teach the Word of God about these curses and blessings, and she knew what the problem was. And so she went to her cousin and told her, said, "You need to repent before God and move out and make God a promise that you will not have sex with any boy unless you're married to them." So she showed her the consequences of sin in the Word of God. This young woman, in her early 20s, repented before God, moved out from the young man, and after she repented and moved out, she has now removed the devil's legal right to that little 3 or 4 or 5 day old girl that's dying with her liver failing. Then her aunt, the woman that goes to my church, went into that room, laid her hands over that little glass deal where that little girl was under oxygen, laid her hands over that thing, commanded that demon of hell to come out of that baby and for her to be healed according to Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, and in less than 2 hours, that little girl was completely well. Now, the other day, we had that little girl in her church with her grandmother, and that little girl is whatever that is, 5 months old or something like that now. That little girl is a beautiful little girl in good health. Whereas if they had not known, if this lady that was in my church had not known the consequences of sin, this little girl would have died. But since she did know the consequences of sin, and she did go, and she did repent, and she did ask God to forgive her, and she did move out, then the legal right of the enemy had been removed. Now you can go in and you can cast the devil out because his legal right to be there has been removed. The devil cannot come in you and stay in you unless he has legal claim by some kind of sin. Unbelief, just an unbelieving heart, is an evil heart of unbelief, according to Hebrews 3:12, and that will open the door wide open to the devil to come in and kill you. So you got to know God's word and believe it if you want to walk in health. Them demons of hell, you got to know how to resist them with the word of God, or them beasts will come in and kill you prematurely, and you will not live out your full life on this earth. But if you'll learn who you are as a son or a daughter of the King, and you'll walk holy before God, then when the devil tries to come into your life, you can take the word of God, you can make sure you have submitted yourself to God, you can resist the devil with "it is written," and he will flee from you. And it'll change everything about you. Now then in verse 28 it says, "In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince." Now in verse 28, that's trying to say a growing population is a king's glory, but a dwindling nation is his doom. A king needs a nation that's growing. Now you think about what's happening today. Although our nation is growing, think of what's happening, the millions of children that we have aborted in America, and how that's affected the economy and everything else, and how it's put us under a judgment of God because we have been guilty of killing millions of babies in the abortion mills of America and other countries the same way. God will hold this nation accountable. If you've been a woman or a man that's been involved in an abortion, you need to repent before God and get right before God. And he will forgive you because he is a gracious God. We'll start right there next week. I'd like to invite you to give me a call for teaching tapes, either the ones on this teaching on Proverbs or many others that I have. And all of them are free and postpaid. All you need to do is call me at 940-242-2106. Or you can contact me on the web at www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these tapes. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ this week.